Number 119 in this particular book.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim, I'll wash my garment white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, I'll lay my trophies down, all down at Jesus' feet. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, washed it white as snow.
Thank you, Brother Strode and Sister McCoff. We appreciate the good song. Thankful for the blessings of the Lord thus far today. Amen. Thankful for the good meal that we had and for all those who labored to provide that for us today. We have come to the point in the ordination that it's time for the charge to the church. And we, as members of Fairview Memorial, we need to give heed to the things that we're going to be told today. And the presbytery, had elected Brother Inslee Wright to give the charge to the church. And we certainly love and appreciate Brother Wright, thankful for his work in the ministry, for his work in pastoring and various things that he's done in the ministry. He's a member of the church here at Fairview Memorial, and we give God thanks for him. And So I'm going to ask Brother Wright to come at this time and to give the charge to the church. Brother Wright.
Fairview Memorial has been the site of several men being ordained into the ministry and into the office of deacon. And it's through their authority that they do these things. In the book of Acts, in chapter 1, in verse 12, I want to read two or three verses of scripture there. But the events that had just taken place, Christ had just arose and went into heaven. And, of course, the angels came and asked him, "Why do you men of Galilee look up?" Said, "When same manner that you've seen him to go, he's going to return." So they were more or less told to go ahead and take care of their business. So they left the site and they returned to Jerusalem, and they went into the upper room there, and that's where I want to begin at. Verse 12, chapter 1, book of Acts. "Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and Thomas and Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said," the number of the names together were about 120. "Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus." And of course we know Judas Iscariot was the betrayer of Christ, and his number with the 12 needed to be replaced. The church came together with these 120 men plus the women and children and everything, so I can't give you a direct number, but I would estimate somewhere in the number of about 500 people were there by estimate. And the replacement of Judas was done through the authority of the church. Now, the church had the same duties to Matthias as they did the other 11 apostles. And where Brother Miller read earlier in the 6th chapter of the book of Acts, and I want to read two verses of scripture there. It says, "Then the 12 called a multitude of the disciples, and that multitude of the disciples is the church." It's not just those 12 men. The multitude of the disciples is the church. "Unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Again, this was done by the authority of the church and through the church. Now, if the church is going to do things, they must stand responsible for those things. When a church ordains pastors, it is their responsibility to look out after these pastors and make sure that they are teaching the truth. And when a man is ordained as a deacon of the church, through the authority of the church, he has jobs to do. Now, and it's the church's responsibility to go to these men from time to time with the needs that they can take care of and give those needs to those men. They don't need to just sit around and say, well, I wish Deacon so-and-so would do this and Deacon so-and-so would do that. If there's a need in the church that the deacons can handle, it's the duties of the church to go to these men and let them know about it. Because if they don't let them know, how can they do their duty? You're not only robbing yourself of a blessing, because when you see this, whatever the need is done, when you see this accomplished, you receive a blessing from it. You also rob that deacon of a blessing because you're not allowing him to do that which he was appointed to do. And church, you must be prayerful for these men. Just like a man of God that's been called to preach, we will stand, we will do what we have to do. But it's a whole lot easier with the help of God. You can ask any preacher that. These deacons that have had their office for a number of years, you go to them and you talk to them, and they say their work is easier when there's prayer given for them. So my friends, the best thing you can do is pray for these deacons. Help them in any way they can. Now, you may have, in a certain situation, something come up, something come up that they're not able to handle alone. Most of the duties of the deacons, they can. They can handle it either alone or take another deacon with them and take care of whatever the need is. But occasionally there's nobody else around to help them. So if you have a need of the deacon, be sure you're willing to help that deacon. Help him with whatever situation needs to be. And when he does it right, it wouldn't even hurt you to pat him on the back every now and then. Continue to pray for him. You know, when we do things, and whether we're looking for a pat on the back or not, that has nothing to do with it. But if somebody comes up to you and they say, a good job, that gets you just a little more enthused to do the next job. When Brother Miller preaches a good message here at the church, and he does every Sunday, people shake his hand, tells him what a good job he does and things. That puts him right back in the frame of mind to get ready to go the next opportunity. Well, these deacons are the same way. When they have a job to do and they get it done, pat them on the back. Tell them they do a good job. And then the next time they have something to do, they'll be a little more enthused to do it. So these new deacons that you have appointed and that the church has ordained today, help them. They don't know all there is to know about being a deacon. They've just started their job. Nobody. When you just start a new endeavor, knows everything about it. So you've got to help them. This church has got to help these two young men as they mature and they grow in the office of deacon. And I'm proud to know these two young men. I've known them ever since I first joined this church the first time. It's been several years ago. And I'm proud to say that I know these two men. And I believe they'll make good deacons. But I don't care how good they are, they still need the help of the church. You ask Brother Lowe, you ask Brother Wheat, some of our deacons that's been here a long time, Brother Johnny, Brother Strode, Brother Jerry, Brother Paul Elmore, from different churches. These deacons have been around for quite a while. They've held that office for quite a while. But I guarantee you, you ask them about when they started, they didn't know very much about it then. But they learned. They matured through the help of the church. These two young men can do the same thing. Don't leave it to their own. Don't leave it to trial and error. Because most time when you run trial and error, you come up error. Help them. Church, it's your responsibility. You have ordained them. It is your responsibility to take care of these young deacons. I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to be here, and I appreciate you all listening to what I said. May God bless each and every one of you. Brother Moderator.
Appreciate the good charge. Pray that we'll take heed to that, to the good instruction. Well, we have one last office in the presbytery, and that is the presentation of the Bibles. And I'd like to ask these brethren that have been ordained today, if they would, to come back up front for a moment here. The church has purchased Bibles for them, and the presbytery selected Brother Jerry Thomas to present the Bibles to the new deacons today. So I'm going to ask him, if he would, to come at this time and to do that. Brother Thomas. Whichever you want, brother. You can stand down here. Can you hear me?
Decision you have to make. If you pray and study, God will give you the answer that you need. That's how it's always been done. When you read the books of the Bible, you read about the Apostle Paul and how he traveled and how he preached, he studied. He presented God's word, wherever he went. Though he was persecuted many times, and you will be too. If you stand and be strong, you'll have to face persecution.
Amen. Amen.
It won't be always be an easy task. God didn't promise that to us, did he? But in his word, he promised he'd never leave us or never forsake us, whatever comes before us. In my life, it's been that way. In your life, it's been that way. God's word is his guidance to us. You have to study that word. I know you do. I know this. When we do this, we're just making, encouraging you to study. The Bible teaches us to study, to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. When someone asks you why you believe what you believe, it's in that book.
Amen.
It's in your heart. So you can explain. That's how you win people and cause people to want to come to God's house and hear the gospel and be saved. That's how the Bible works. It's a great privilege to study, a great blessing, and God will always help you when you study.
Amen.
Study. In this book, you will find everything you'll ever need in this life to guide you and help you to grow and be a strong Christian. What you're going to try to do, both of them. It's a privilege for me to know y'all. I've known you since you were little bitty boys. And it's been a privilege for me even to be here and to be selected to do this part. It's a great privilege. I love this church. There's many blessings and times in this church that we've been so blessed that I will never forget. Many of you I will never forget. But today we're here to encourage you, present you the Bible, to grow and study and grow and be the quality young men that God can use to reach lost people. So at this time, as Bob Miller said, the church provides the Bible, so I'm going to present to you this time.
Thank you, Brother Thomas. Good job. Good job. Well, that completes all of the different offices that we had chosen these brethren today to fill. That will bring us to the point, I suppose, Brother Joey has probably had the hardest job here today, and I appreciate him being willing to do that. When I asked him to do it, he didn't hesitate at all, and I appreciate that. And here in just a moment, we'll have him read the minutes, but we are at the point where I need a motion from the church here at Fairview Memorial to accept the finished work of the presbytery and to close conference. All right, we have a motion and second then that we accept the finished work of the presbytery and close our conference. Any member of the church want to speak to the motion? If not, all members in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. All right, any opposed? Brother Joey, if you need a minute, that's fine. As soon as you're ready, we'll ask you to come and read the minutes.
I told Brother Miller that the reading of the minutes may be quite interesting, depending on if I'm able to read everything that I scratched on these pieces of paper. So bear with me. Okay. And I will say this, that this is the first time I've been asked to take the minutes at an ordination service. And I know that for many years, my dad did this, and he took minutes at the associations, and I would always hear Dad talk about how he enjoyed doing it, but that it was a lot of work and a lot to try and keep up with. And I've seen our good church clerk here for many, many years, Brother Wheat, do the same thing and take record everything that goes on, and I never saw how that they were able to do that, but hopefully I was able to capture everything that happened here. On the beautiful, sunny, and warm day of Saturday, May 19th, 2012, Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church met at 10 a.m. for the purpose of ordaining to the office of deacon Brother Brent Sanford and Brother Ernest Sanford III. Members of the presbytery, lay members, and visitors filled the church. Deacon Ronnie Sanford, uncle of the candidates, led the congregation in the singing of Praise Him, Praise Him. After the singing of this hymn, Brother Miller took the podium, welcoming everyone and expressing his thankfulness for the day and each person who was here in attendance. He took a devotional reading from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 6, and beginning with verse 1. I didn't have all you, where you ended there, so I'll get that from you later. His comments after reading these scriptures is that we live in a very busy world, people rushing around and trying to get things done. But with all the work we have to do, the greatest work in the world is the Lord's work. As God's people, we need to keep our hand on the plow and do His great work. We're doing the greatest work of all, the Lord's work. Satan will try to hinder us in doing this work. We're here today doing the Lord's work. Let's pray and ask God to help us in this important work, the ordaining of deacons. Brother Miller asked for prayer requests, and after several requests were made, Elder Brad Wheeler, pastor of Old Union Missionary Baptist Church, led the congregation in prayer. After prayer, Brother Miller asked all in the presbytery to accompany him to the fellowship hall to meet for prayer. In the fellowship hall, Brother Miller extended his feelings of wanting this day to be a day of happy memories for the candidates, and he asked that we remember these brothers in prayer and ask that God be pleased with our efforts this day. All members of the presbytery bowed in humble prayer for the day, the candidates, and for our efforts in this ordination service. During the presbytery's meeting, Brother Doris Carlock led the congregation in the singing of hymns. After prayer, the presbytery assembled back into the sanctuary to resume the ordination service. Brother Miller assumed the position of temporary moderator, and Brother Joey Hayes assumed the position of temporary clerk. Brother Miller asked the church clerk, Brother Dallas Wheat, to read the minutes of the church's business meeting authorizing this organization. After Brother Wheat read the minutes pertaining to the ordination, the temporary moderator asked the temporary clerk to conduct the roll call of the presbytery to record those who were to be seated. The following brothers comprised the presbytery: Elder Inslee Wright, preacher, Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church; Elder Billy Moran, pastor, preacher, Fairview Memorial; Ronnie Copas, deacon, Fairview Memorial; Dallas Wheat, deacon, Fairview Memorial; Ronnie Sanford, deacon, Fairview Memorial; Ernest Sanford, the second or junior, deacon, Fairview Memorial; John DeMumbrum, deacon, Fairview Memorial; Mike Collins, deacon, Fairview Memorial; Herschel Lowe, deacon, Fairview Memorial; Paul Elmore, deacon, Fairview at Woodburn; Wayne Strode, deacon, Fairview Memorial; Elder Mitch Glasscock, preacher, Mount Lebanon; Elder Jerry Miller, preacher, Fairview Memorial; Jerry Thomas, deacon, Three Springs; and Joey Hayes, deacon, Fairview Memorial. Next, the temporary moderator opened the floor for the presbytery to elect the open offices for the ordination service. For the office of moderator, Brother Ronnie Copas nominated Elder Jerry Miller. Brother Mike Collins moved that nomination cease and that Brother Miller be elected by acclamation. The vote was taken and was passed. For the office of clerk, nomination by Brother Ronnie Copas was for Brother Joey Hayes. Brother Wheat moved that nomination cease and be elected by acclamation. Motion carried. For the ordination sermon, Brother Mike Collins nominated Elder Billy Moran. Brother Inslee Wright motioned the nomination cease and we elect Brother Moran by acclamation. Motion passed. For the presentation of candidates, Brother Herschel Lowe nominated Ernest Sanford Jr. Brother Mike Collins motioned the nomination cease and he be elected by acclamation. To lead the interrogation, Brother Ernest Sanford nominated Elder Mitch Glasscock. Brother Ronnie Copas moved that nomination cease and he be elected by acclamation. To lead the ordination prayer, Brother Inslee Wright nominated Herschel Lowe. Brother Mike Collins motioned that nomination cease and he be elected by acclamation. To charge the candidates, Brother Ronnie Copas nominated Elder Jerry Miller. Mike Collins moved nomination cease, he be elected by acclamation. To charge the church, Brother Mitch Glasscock nominated Elder Inslee Wright. Brother Mike Collins moved the nomination to be ceased, he be elected by acclamation. To present the Bibles, well, now there's a mistake, because I said it was nominated by Ernest Glasscock, so I got two people. Who made that nomination? Was it Ernie? Okay. Nominated by Brother Ernest Sanford for Deacon Jerry Thomas. Mike Collins moved nomination cease, he be elected by acclamation. Brother Miller called for a motion from the church to accept the work of the presbytery thus far in its organized form. This was moved by Brother Mike Jackson, seconded by Brother Buddy Lovell, and the motion passed by vote of the church. Brother Miller then introduced Brother Moran to preach the ordination sermon. He said that he appreciated and loved Brother Moran, appreciate the work that he's done among the churches in both pastoral work and in revival work. He enjoyed working with Brother Moran and looked forward to Brother Moran helping us in our summer revival this year, where we're praying for many lost souls to be saved. Elder Billy Moran then took the book board to deliver the ordination sermon. He expressed his appreciation to the confidence of the presbytery in asking him to do this today. He took his lesson text from 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. And after reading those verses, he read another statement by Paul in his writings to the young preacher Timothy. And he mentioned that 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus holds the information on the qualifications of deacons and pastors. These scriptures, while spoken to Timothy, are good instructions to deacons as well. Brother Moran spoke of the office of deacon and the importance of the office, and then said that Acts chapter 6 records the first deacon ordination in the early church. There is work that deacons are elected to do. Deacons, along with preachers, have responsibility to provide leadership and to provide examples to others. They are to be faithful to the church and services there, doctrinally stable in the truth of God's word, preserving the doctrines of the church. He knows that these candidates He's known these candidates all of their lives and baptized them both, married Brent and Angela, that their grandfather and their mom and dad, their grandfather and grandmother and their mom and dad did a great job of raising their families. He believes they know the doctrines of the church. These candidates are to be installed at a very critical time of the church's They're being installed in a very critical time of the church, that we're living in perilous times that the Bible mentions, and that we're living in these times now. We're living in the last days. Jesus will soon fulfill his promise. I'm looking for Jesus to come, Brother Moran spoke. He said he didn't know how long this world will stand, but if it's still standing on the day he dies, he'll still be looking for Jesus. But until that day, it's important for the church to stand four square and be ready. Paul wrote qualifications of preachers and deacons, so we'll know how to conduct ourselves in the church. Paul was talking about knowing the principles and doctrines and the practices and how we carry out our services and our altar services. That's the truth that will be carried on. Paul was in prison when writing these things. The instructions were important. Paul knew that his life was drawing closer to the end. To Timothy, you've known all about me. This is what Paul says to Timothy. You've known all about me and the doctrines that I've taught. Continue in the things that you have learned. And then to the candidates, Brother Moran says the same thing, to continue in these things that you've learned. He spoke of the second chapter of Hebrews. Jesus, while on earth, taught his disciples, and in turn, his disciples taught others. This wonderful doctrine that we love was first taught by Jesus, and his disciples taught to others. Brother Moran said that he was thankful for those who taught him. Through that teaching, he was convicted of sin and came to know the Lord in salvation. He hopes, as long as the world stands, that Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church stands, that we'll still be preaching, still be teaching the truth, and there'll still be preachers and deacons standing for the truth. There are religious people today that resist the truth and hinder the truth. Paul says the reason they do this is they have corrupted minds. It's important to maintain the old-fashioned Missionary Baptist church practices, one that practices what the New Testament teaches, being saved by the grace of God through repentance and faith. Paul continues now in the things, Paul says to continue now in the things that you've learned. From a child, Timothy's mom had taught him, his grandmother had taught her. These candidates, their parents taught them and their grandparents taught them. Glad to be a Baptist and glad and that God will bless this service at the sermon's end. Brother Miller then introduced the candidate's father, Deacon Ernest Sanford Jr., to present the candidates. Brother Sanford came forward, and he said that Brother Miller told him that he would probably be chosen to do this, and asked Brother Miller and Brother Moran for advice on what he should say. Both told him the same thing, nothing. After thinking about what he should say, he said, any credit today goes to God. Lots of people in my life to give thanks to, especially God, my Savior. His grandmother boldly spoke to him of the Lord. Mom and Dad took them to church and revivals all across the land. His wife, Becky, they met at a yard sale. They've been together all this time. He feels very, very blessed. His mother has been dead for 4 years now, and knows that she's looking down and is very pleased. Brother Moran deserves a lot of credit in preaching to his children. He said the boys are grown now, they're responsible, never given them any real problems. They have wonderful wives and children, and jobs and responsibilities. He first introduced Brother Brent Sanford, said that Brother Brent is their firstborn, that Brother Brent is very neat and clean, very smart, works on computers, and very responsible, has a very sweet wife and two beautiful children. Ernest Sanford III is a mechanic, grew up taking things apart to see how they would work, was a good student too, and went to college for a few years, but decided to come and work for his dad. Everyone wants him to do their mechanic works for him. That's how good a mechanic that he is. He has a beautiful family with his wife Jessica and four children. Brother Ernest went on to say that while they are his sons, they are good men, and the church will be proud of them and will get good use out of them as deacons. With that, he presented the two to the church. Brother Miller, then spoke and said that he was sure the candidates were chomping at the bit to get to this next point, which was the interrogation. I'm thinking and reading at the same time. I'm sorry. Brother Miller said that the church selected Brother Mitch Glasscock to do the interrogation, that he loves and respects Brother Mitch and has been friends for many years and appreciates his work in the ministry, and asked him to come forth. Brother Mitch stood before the two candidates and said that he was going to ask them some questions, that none of the questions were going to be tricky, and that he believed that they were sound, but he wants, as a matter of record, for these questions to stand to prove their soundness. First question: do you believe the Bible is the written word of God? Both candidates answered in the affirmative. Question: do you believe the Bible is the Lord's truth? Both candidates answered in the affirmative. Question: do you believe Jesus is the living word of God? Both candidates answered in the affirmative. Question: do you believe the biblical account of creation? Both candidates agreed, yes. Question: do you believe other Old Testament accounts of things that happened? For instance, the account of the flood and the account of God calling a man out to create a great nation called Israel. Both candidates answered in the affirmative. Question: do you believe the Old Testament prophecies of the coming Savior? Both answered in the affirmative. Question: Isaiah 53, is this a prophecy of the coming Christ? Both answered in the affirmative. Question: do you believe God called specific men out for service in the Old Testament? Both answered yes. Question: do you believe salvation is by grace alone, not by works of man? Both candidates answered yes. Question: do you believe salvation in the Old Testament is the same as salvation in the New Testament? That is, salvation through faith in Christ, the coming Savior in the Old Testament, or the Savior who has come in the New Testament? They both answered yes. Question: do you believe salvation comes only through two inseparable graces, repentance and faith? And both answered yes. Then Brother Glasscock asked the candidates to share their testimony. Brother Brent Sanford stood and said that he was saved here in this church at a really young age and doesn't remember exactly the day. One of the first sermons that Brother Moran preached after coming here, and it was on a Sunday morning. He says the service was almost over, and it was during a handshake. He had been praying really hard, and then he just got tired and he relaxed and gave up. And at that point, this peace came into his heart. Immediately, the devil came and made him doubt it. And he went for years doubting and never told of his salvation. That moment of peace kept sticking in his mind. So he prayed and the Lord showed him that he was indeed saved. And that is what salvation is peace with God. Brother Ernest Sanford III stood and told of being saved. He said he was saved during a revival in 1987, that he had been going to the altar for a few years and always thought he was praying the best, but that's not what it's about. He got to the end of his rope, and during service, he surrendered to God and was saved. After that, the next question Brother Glasscock asked was, do you believe God still calls men to preach? They both answered yes. Question, do you believe man who is a pastor should have a sound testimony and calling? They both answered yes. Question, do you believe, I think this is what he was saying, do you believe that a man should meet the qualifications set out in the Bible to pastor a church? Is Brother Mitch here? Yeah. They both answered yes. Question, was Jesus Christ the only begotten Son of God? Both answered yes. Question, did Jesus Christ establish a church while on earth? Both answered yes. Question, did Jesus Christ establish the ordinances of the church? They both answered yes. Question, how many ordinances does the church have and what are they? The answer, baptism and the Lord's Supper. Question, what does baptism represent? And this question was presented to Brother Ernest. Ernest answered, it represents the washing of the body of sin and being brought into God's church and it being a burial to sin. Question, what does the Lord's Supper represent? And this question was presented to Brother Brent. Brother Brent answered, Jesus Christ dying on the cross, the bread represents his broken body and the wine his blood. Question, should a church have an altar to pray? Question, answer is yes. Question, do you believe you have to be saved at an altar? The answer is no. Question, is the altar a good place to pray? And the answer is yes. Question, will you watch the altar and make sure the truth is maintained here? Both answered yes. Question, do you believe man should meet the qualifications of deacons to serve the church? The answer is yes. Question, do you think you meet these qualifications and try your best to maintain these qualifications? With humbleness, they both answered yes. Question, do you believe a deacon should be the husband of one wife? Answer is yes. Question, do you believe God's laws supersede the laws of man when in conflict? And the answer from both was yes. At that point, Brother Mitch Glasscock opened to the presbytery to ask any questions of the candidates. One question was asked by Elder Inslee Wright, would you sit on an ordination of a woman? Both candidates answered no. Brother Mitch further commented that he was thankful to Fairview Memorial for the invitation, the great honor to take part, but didn't feel worthy. That he holds both candidates in high regard, and move that we find these candidates sound in the faith and that we continue with the ordination. That motion was second and passed by a vote of the presbytery. Brother Miller then asked for a motion from the church to accept the work of the presbytery to this point and to continue on with the ordination. This was moved by Brother Buddy Lovell and seconded by Brother Todd Fugate, and the motion carried by vote of the church. Brother Miller had the chairs moved and the candidates bow at the altar with their wives for prayer. The candidates' wives, Sister Angela Sanford and Sister Jessica Sanford, joined Brother Brent and Brother Ernest bowing at the altar, and he asked the presbytery to gather around and have prayer. Brother Herschel Lowe led this prayer. After the prayer, the candidates' wives went back to their seats, and the presbytery began the beautiful scriptural and solemn work of the laying on of hands. Members of the presbytery went to each candidate, placed their hands upon them, and spoke words of instruction and encouragement. It is during this process that Brother Brent Sanford and Brother Ernest Sanford III became Deacon Brother Brent Sanford and Deacon Brother Ernest Sanford III. Brother Moran introduced Elder Jerry Miller to present the charge to the deacons. He said that he appreciates Brother Miller as a man and as a preacher and as his pastor. Brother Miller took the podium and said, "At this point, we are charging newly ordained deacons, not candidates." He took his lesson text from Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7, first account, which is the first account of deacons ordained in the church. He also read from 1 Timothy chapter 3, "If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work." Qualifications of pastors and deacons listed in the Bible, in verse 8 it says, "Likewise must the deacons," and it goes on. And these things listed for pastors, the word "likewise" suggests that these things listed for pastors are also applicable for deacons. Likewise links them, the two together, the two offices together of deacon, and it is a good work. It's a good work to fill the office of deacon well. We need to do the best we can to do the right job and honor the Lord. At his ordination, it was a great privilege and honor when churches set them aside to be ordained. And it's a great honor and privilege for these candidates, or these two deacons, to be set aside for this ordination. Whatever the position is in the church, whether it's being preacher, deacon, or lay member, it is all about the advancement of the gospel. In Acts chapter 6, they did this because the preachers were dealing with issues that was hindering their preaching of the gospel. Reasons for appointing the deacons was to help the gospel go forth and allow preachers to focus on prayer and ministry of the word, while deacons are to help take care of the other matters. People around us everywhere need to hear the word of God. Preachers do work not only behind the pulpit, but in their everyday walk in life. Deacons too spread the gospel every day. Stephen in the Bible was a deacon, and he spread the gospel and gave up his very life because of spreading the gospel. We need to give of ourselves to spread the gospel. The purpose of your ordination is not about you, but about the Lord and his cause, to see that the gospel goes forth, that the ministry would not be hindered. The minister and to for the minister to be freed from the more natural and secular needs of the church. That is why you've been ordained today. We need to be sure as a church to use these men to work in the office for which they have been ordained for. I believe these men are sincere and encourage these brothers to do the work of a deacon, and pray that we have here, Brother Miller says that he prays that we have here a Jachin and a Boaz, the names of the pillars of the temple, that and one name stands for he will establish, and the other name stands for in his strength. And he prays that these two brothers will be pillars in our church, and that the church will be strengthened and helped by their work. He looks forward to working with them as deacons, and encourage them to look to God for all their help and guidance to use of the office of the deacon well. Brother Miller at this point says that we will break for lunch, and called on Brother Deacon Ronnie Sanford to pray the blessing on the food and the dismissal prayer for this part of the service. After a delicious meal and hour of fellowship in the church basement, the presbytery and church reconvened in the sanctuary to complete the service. Deacon Wayne Strode led the congregation in the singing of Jesus Paid It All. Brother Miller stated his thankfulness of the Lord's blessings thus far in the day and the good meal and those who provided it. At this time, it was time to charge the church, and Brother Miller introduced Elder Inslee Wright. He said that we certainly do love and appreciate Brother Wright and his work for the Lord. Brother Wright took the book board and said that Fairview Memorial has been the site of several men ordained to the office of pastor and deacons down through the years. He gave a scripture. When disciples left the site of the ascension, they went back into Jerusalem and gathered in the upper room. And that's where he began his reading from the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 12. He went on in his comments and said, if the church is going to do things, they must stand responsible for these. If they ordain a deacon, the church has the responsibility to bring the needs of the church to the deacons for them to handle. If the church doesn't let deacons know, the church is missing a blessing and the deacons are missing a blessing. The work of preachers and deacons' work is made easier when there is prayer given for them. Pray for these deacons and help them in any way you can. There may be a situation arise that can't be handled alone by one person. Be sure you are willing to help that deacon if he needs help. Also, pat them on the back and thank them for their work and help. It helps a deacon to know their work is appreciated. Help these new deacons. They don't know everything they need to know about fulfilling their office. Help them to know what they need to know. Brother Wright stated that he believes that these two men are good men and will be good deacons, but they need our help. He said to ask some of the older deacons if they knew all they needed to know when they first became deacons. They will tell you that they didn't. Church, it's your responsibility to help these young deacons. Brother Miller appreciated this good charge and stated that he prays that we will take heed of that. With one last thing to do in the service, and that is the presentation of Bibles, Brother Miller introduced Deacon Jerry Thomas to present the Bibles. Brother Thomas said that this is the first time that he's had the opportunity to do a charge. It was a great privilege to be back at Fairview Memorial, that he was ordained a deacon here in 1975. He went on to say the Bible is God's holy word, a guideline for living our lives. Inside is an answer to every trial and temptation we face in life. Study and pray, and you'll get an answer from God. It won't always be an easy task, but God promises he'll never leave us or forsake us. The Bible is God's word. Study to show yourselves approved. When someone asks you why you believe what you believe, It is the answer is in the book. In the Bible, you'll find everything you'll need in life to love, to live your life pleasing to God. Today, we're here to encourage you and to present these Bibles to help you grow as Christian men. Brother Thomas then presented Brother Brent and Brother Ernest their Bibles with a blessing. Brother Miller then said that this completes our efforts for the day, that we needed a motion from the church to accept the completed work of the presbytery and close the conference. This was moved by Brother Todd Fugate and seconded by Brother Mike Wheat and passed by vote of the church.
Thank you, Brother Joey. Well, I don't know about you, but I think we elected the right man for that job today. Very, very complete. All right, brethren of the presbytery, you have heard the reading of the minutes. Are there any known corrections to be made to them? Any corrections to be made? If there... All right, we have a motion and second then at this time to approve the minutes as they have been read and to dissolve the presbytery. Any of you brethren want to speak to the motion? If not, all in favor of approving the minutes and dissolving, raise your hand. Any opposed, vote by the same. None opposed, and the... presbytery has dissolved, and I would like for us to, before we have the benediction, I'd like to ask Brother Ernie and Brother Brent to come up one last time, and I'd like for us to have a song. Brother Strode, if you wouldn't mind leading a hymn for us, or however many it takes, while we come around and shake hands with our new deacons. Let the congregation stand.
Number 339 in the blue book.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? gracious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thy will find a solace there.
140, number 140.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his
I want to once again thank everyone for coming. I want to thank the brethren from our sister churches that came to work in the presbytery today. We appreciate that. And I am thankful for those who put forth all the work and assuring that we had a good meal. I appreciate that, and I appreciate Brother Ernest and Sister Becky bringing their children up in the admonition, nurturing the admonition of the Lord. And as we've been instructed by Brother Wright, we need to pray for these brethren and encourage them, and we need to use them. We need to use them that they might fulfill their work as deacons. So thank you for being here. I was trying Wednesday evening when I went over an ordination procedure with the church here to be sure we were ready. I was trying to just mess with Brother Ernest was here, and I was trying to mess with him a little bit and was telling him that the interrogation was real hard and everything, and he said something about he was going to get back at me. And I hope that the Lord blessed him enough today that he forgot about that. it's been good to be here, and I believe the work of the Lord has been done, and we appreciate that. We're going to be dismissed, and does anybody have anything that you'd like to express before we have the benediction? Amen. 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 Bless you. Bless you, sister. Someone else. To ask her one here at Fairview Memorial, remember our services tomorrow. Pray for the services in our sister churches tomorrow. Let's pray for our upcoming revival efforts. And I'm thankful to have Brother Watkins here with us today. He made a good drive to be here. And if all hearts are free, I'm going to ask him to pray the benediction.